Podcasting 2.0 for February 16th, 2024, episode 167, Deck Darlings. Well, hello, we are back, everybody. It's time once again to find out what's going on with podcasting. Yes, this is Podcasting 2.0, the podcast that accompanies the project and brings you the weekly boardroom that sometimes turns into a dance party. Everything going on at podcastindex.org, podcasting2.org, the podcast namespace, and of course, all the happenings at podcastindex.social. I'm Adam Curry here in the heart of the Texas Hill Country and in Alabama, the man who I love with all my heart despite his blatant cheating on me. Say hello to my friend on the other end, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dave Jones.
Look, sweetheart, it was a meaningless thing. It was just a fling.
You didn't really mean it. It happened.
He means nothing.
You were drunk.
Me.
He means nothing to me.
Yes. It was a one time. It was a one time weakness. I love you most. I promise you. I love you more.
It was just sex. It wasn't love. You missed that one.
I was scraping around for it and I couldn't find it.
So we didn't have a board meeting last week. I turned it into a dance party for an hour and a half, which is, actually I was one of my favorite Boostagram balls. I don't know why. I just felt really, actually I do know why, because everybody was kind of around and they were in the chat room. And sometimes when I just do it sporadically, you know, not that many people are able to show up. And I was like, okay, you know, this is okay. You know, we're missing a boardroom. But then as I'm listening around, I hear you on a Friday show on the Pod News Weekly Review.
It's guilty as charged. I was trying to keep it from you because I wanted, what I was hoping for is that we were going to do our, you know, do a board meeting. And that when you started to fire up show prep, you'd be like, what?
You know, but that's pretty much what happened.
It all felt
okay. Like, what? If I may say, you were quite good. You did a really good job. You are a podcasting talent. I just have to say it. You are.
The talent.
It was good. It's good.
I will say that doing a scripted show is much more difficult than I thought it would be. I'm so used to, my first ever podcast experience was with you where we just rip it. I mean, it's just like, you know, hit the button, go. I mean, there's no net. And I've gotten so used to that where it's so free form. I can just do whatever, that like having to keep in the back of my mind that there's a script that we need to hit the high, like, you know, okay, don't talk too long about this one thing because we need to go into this next thing and I'm trying to find it on the sheet. And all, it was a little nerve wracking.
Well, can I ask you a few questions about the production? Because I've always been interested.
Yes, please.
So first of all, do you see each other on video or is it just pure audio?
Clean feed.
Okay. Clean feed. Excellent. Yep. Second, do you hear the interview segments or are those skipped over when you're recording?
They're inserted later.
Okay. So, all right. So you kind of miss there's no responding to it really afterwards.
So I didn't know what was being said in the interview. So I wasn't sure what to say in the segment, but I did get like the script is really well, it's really well done. I mean, like it's colorized and everything.
Is it an app or is it just a Word doc
it's like a Google Docs.
Okay. All right. With colors.
Yeah. With colors. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bright. My color was purple.
Hmm.
Yeah. So it was nicely put together to have something where other people need to drop in and just kind of follow along.
Mm-hmm.
Like it only took the whole thing, the whole production, everything. I mean, like it was only took like 45 minutes or an hour of my time.
Right,
it didn't take long.
Right. And did you re-record anything or just went straight through?
No, just straight through.
Okay. Well, you were good, man. It was good. You're right. It's often harder to, I mean, we're just talking, right? We're just doing a board meeting. And by now we're old hat at board meetings. We can, mm-hmm. we can be on your board.
Anybody out there wants two good guys on the board, just let us know.
That's a good money-making scheme. We could just do other people's board meetings for them.
Yes.
They yeah, we'll give run us it. Their talking points.
Yeah, we'll run it for you. Don't worry about it. It's all good.
Yeah. Just give us a cut of your split.
there you go. Yeah, but it was good. It was fun to hear you. It was, I just liked it. That was nice. I was listening today and James was by himself. I'm like, that show doesn't work with just one person. It really needs to be two.
It's like new media show without Todd.
It's so harsh. I haven't even listened to this week's show yet. I'm like,
I thought he was back and I fired it up last night at the gym. And I was like, and then Rob started off. I was like, oh, no offense,
no
Rob,
offense to Rob.
Yeah. It's just not working, brother.
Although I enjoyed thoroughly today because, you know, when James doesn't have someone else there to catch, you know, it's good to have someone to catch your mistakes. And about five times he said, podcast2.org. I'm like, that's not the website, brother. That's not it. And someone else has it. I tried to register it right away. I'm like, oh, I can forward it. Someone else has it already. So podcast, but podcasting2.org. Thank you. Thank you, James Cridlin. Thank you, Daniel J. Lewis. What a great website.
Yeah. It's classic Daniel J. Lewis.
Totally.
Slickness. Mm-hmm. Yes. Marketing and slickness is very nice. Very well done.
Yeah. And a great domain name.
I don't know who, whether it was him or James came up with it. Maybe him. I'm not sure, but, he was able to take an unmarketable term like podcasting 2.0 and salvage it into something.
I mean, I actually sat there with my mouth open going, I can't believe I missed that one. I can't believe it. That's like, that is a genius find for the website of podcasting 2.0. It's just great. I'm very pleased. Yeah. And it's very similar. You know, it's the template that the Daniel J had showed us earlier, but it just makes so much more sense for it to be, you know, created in his own environment, not trying to shoehorn it into the Index website.
Agreed.
It's perfect. Very, very, very.
And he
happy.
Can run it and not have to translate what he's doing into us. And
exactly.
It makes so much sense.
Exactly. And this all happens at a time where RSS just keeps on winning. I mean, we're getting tired of winning, everybody. It's so much winning over here. And he'll
the Alabama football of podcasting.
We've been away for 14 days, so we have a couple things to catch up on. But Anil Dash, who has been around technology and blogging for as long as I can remember, wrote this great blog post called Wherever You Get Your Podcasts. It's a radical statement. And, you know, this kind of comes at the same time where Joe Rogan reappears on all of the apps. Love that. Yeah. I mean, that really, you know, now on No Agenda, I'm just saying, hey, you know, you want to get a modern podcast app, A, because all the other stuff is just legacy, B, Joe Rogan's back again. So you can get it. You can get your Rogan with us and Who's Your Daddy or whatever that show's called.
call your daddy.
Call your daddy quick.
Yeah. No, call her daddy. I'm sorry.
But also just in RSS in general, my stepdaughter's here. She's 29. She's in Chicago government. She's phenomenal.
Is she an alderman?
She worked for an alderman previously, and now she's in City Hall, and she's doing important things. I always say I'm so happy that she's in there to destroy government from the inside. I'm very, very pleased with her.
The Nick Offerman of Chicago government.
She's great. And she's saying, you know, her fiance says, you know, he's starting his blog and he's doing everything in HTML. We really love, you know, we're the royal we. So that's, you know, she's 29, yes. He's 31. So let's say millennials, I think. 29 is probably millennial. Maybe not. Maybe they're Gen Z. I'm not sure. It doesn't matter.
Hey, good on her for getting hitched before she hits 30. I mean, that's rare these days.
Yeah. And, you know, everyone's back, you know, with all talking about doing blogs again. And of course, it hurts me when I hear that they're reinventing the wheel. Like, oh, yeah, he's coding it in HTML. So, you know, we actually kind of invented stuff that makes it easy to blog. And you know, so they're also kind of rediscovering RSS, and what I'm hearing is, where are the readers? Where are the apps? You know, where are the app? What do you use for an app? What do you use to read your blogs in? So I'm, you know, it seems like, and they're Mac people, so I said, Net Newswire, hands down. That's what you want to use there. And I'm really pleased. I'm very, very pleased to see this. And it's a natural thing. They're just sick of social media. They're sick of it.
Yeah. They want long form content that they can just hang out with and digest. I mean, I find myself wanting that. I love just articles, just reading articles, long form text, things that you can just sort of like live with and digest, rather than this rapid fire scrolling attack that you're just having to, you know, defend your eyeballs from all the time. And it feels good. This is actually, you know, this actually brings up an interesting point that was hit in the namespace the other day, about somebody who had proposed taking the medium, the blog and newsletter mediums out of the podcast.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so this is interesting because the podcasting, this gets into what is the difference between like a podcast and what's the difference between a podcast and a podcast, like podcasting quotes,
right?
And a podcast, you know, literally. And thank you, Nathan. Nathan linked it in the chat. And a podcast came to mean audio primarily, video a little
sometimes,
bit,
yeah.
Sometimes in an distributed via RSS, but it's not. That's not the real definition. A podcast is content or media delivered in an enclosure over an RSS feed.
That's how I describe it. Yes.
Yeah, that could be. That could be a newsletter. It could be a blog. It could be, you know, a PDF.
Well, the whole stop. A blog typically would not be an enclosure.
Right. But it could be.
It could be. Yes. Yes. A PDF blog post. Yes.
Think of it in reverse. Like it could be in reverse, though. So like you could have, for instance, a newsletter that's distributed as a podcast, and the body of the content of the RSS content of the item is the text.
I like it.
And the enclosure is the spoken version of it. It's like we typically think of a podcast as audio, and then you can attach a transcript. This is like a transcript that you can attach audio. So in reverse, and it would still be a podcast. And so but it's just somebody's blog or somebody's newsletter. Like if you take your Substack
and you have an AI read it and make that into an MP3. Yeah. Unfortunately, most podcast apps, is my experience, don't show the description very well. So as an example, Podcast Guru only gives you half the screen. Oddly. To scroll through the description. But yeah,
they cut it off. I guess they have a max
scroll. You can scroll. It's just that it literally, if I open up, like I had a lot with Pod News. So Pod News will talk about, there's a link in the show notes, and James put the show notes in. So then I have to back out of the now playing and then open up the episode, but it still shows the album art up top. And then the description field is half the screen below. That's not all of them. That's just Podcast Guru, which I like a lot. I've been using a lot. So it's not a great reader. I guess that's what I'm saying. It's not a great reader. Not all of them are great readers, even though technically you're right. You could reverse it and say that's a podcast. I think you're stretching it a bit.
Am I stretching it a bit? It doesn't feel like I am. It doesn't. Okay. So this is in the context of medium. Yes. And by the way, we've gotten into namespace without any,
Without any jingles or anything.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, like, we just slid
and
into
And now it's time for some hot namespace talk.
Ah, take off your shirts. It's time.
Once again. Wiggle your toes. But this is in the context of medium, though. So we're already sort of off
the rails path. A little bit. Yes, with music, obviously.
Audiobooks.
Yeah.
And so these are going to have to, these really should be, I say should, let me, I hate that word. These really probably are best.
Likely, perhaps, like, somewhat.
I like somewhat.
Conceivably.
Somewhat.
Conceivably.
you're a human thesaurus. We're already in the realm of this is likely a different app. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, yes, absolutely. And see how everyone's retooling. And it's in some of the apps, it's phenomenal. I mean, but these things do take time for everybody to kind of get up to speed. And, you know, like the idea that you can save a song to a playlist. I mean, that's only a couple that do that now. I think Guru, Podverse, Fountain. I don't know if anyone else does it. I'm sure CurioCaster probably, or maybe not. I don't know. You know, that's
Ellen Beats.
Ellen Beats. That's the kind of stuff that that we have to start working on before we start adding blogs and newsletters. Probably, I don't know.
Well, but so the other day, this thing. So this is a thing that happened to me 2 weeks ago. So my podcast consumption varies a lot. I don't know how yours is, but I have specific shows that I hit on specific days.
I do. So yes, of course, that's why you always want to release on the same day, more or less the same time. One of my golden rules.
I know that you're right on top of,
my hate listen is Pivot. I'm Mondays and Fridays. I'm always exalted.
Wednesdays, just Own the Media.
Wednesdays is a new media show live, which of course I'm missing. And On the Media, although On the Media, I can look at the title and go, nope, nope.
I actually do that quite a bit.
Yeah. And Media Roundtable is another one that starts popping up. I'm like, but those I decide based upon who's on. Is it just one person? You know, I might skip those.
Media Roundtable needs a new pod, needs a new intro.
Oh
music.
My like, God. Does
oh,
it
it's
ever.
Awful.
And don't, oh, isn't that horrible. Part of what those guys do? Don't they, Oxford Road actually do music for commercials and stuff?
That's what I thought.
Yeah, well, this is bugging me too. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I got off track. So, but what happened to me a couple of weeks ago was that my normal podcast rotation is typically, I don't listen to No Agenda until after this show. So Thursday's No Agenda, I listen to starting on Friday night.
Right. So you're fresh.
Because I'm fresh. I'm going in fresh.
Yeah, baby.
Because I'm afraid of hearing, of being tainted in hearing you say something on Thursday's No Agenda that will influence our discussion on Friday.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because if you mention something about podcasting, I don't want to have preconceived ideas.
Right,
you know,
right.
So then on Saturdays, I typically listen to America This Week with Taibbi and Walter Kern.
Ah,
so
yes.
Because they drop on Friday as well. So I listened to that on Saturday. Well, I noticed a couple weeks ago that America This Week just never showed up in my podcast app.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah. And I was like, well, I guess they took the week off or something like that. Well, I get on. And I'm looking, well, they did drop an episode, but I'm like, okay, is it my app? I mean, and I start looking at all the apps. It's not in any of the apps. And so then there's a lot of complaining on Twitter. So I'm trying to find out what's happening. A lot of complaining on Twitter. Hey, it's not showing up in my app. They messed it. Somehow they messed it up. And the enclosure was 404-ing.
Oh, yeah. And that'll do it.
Yeah. So I was like, well, okay, how am I going to listen? But it was on Substack because it's a Substack feed. And so I had to download the Substack app.
We're going to get a review of the Substack app experience.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
The way that you listen to it in the app is it's basically a link to a hidden YouTube video.
Oh no.
And you have to keep, if you turn off the screen, it stops.
It stops playing. Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you, I have to start. Yeah. I see you, Harvad.
Harvad, breaking. There's a lot of complaining on Twitter. Beep, 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 beep. Wait, we need to do that. We need to do that properly. Here we go. This is how we do it.
Skybird, this is Dropkick with a red dash alpha message in two parts.
There's complaining on Twitter.
You have to start. You have to start the episode, and then in order to keep the screen on but not accidentally touch the screen, which will stop the video, you have to flip your phone around so it's screen facing away from you and stick it like in your pocket facing outwards, because sometimes the skin capacitive touch from your skin will even go through your pants.
Oh
pocket.
No! Oh no!
Yes. So this is horrible experience, and it will frequently lose your place. It was a nightmare. So I'm thinking this is all a very roundabout way to say that I can envision a Substack podcast app, a Substack style podcast app, which will do essentially the same thing as the Substack app, aggregate blogs and newsletters into it, but also provide podcast functionality in a way that's where they're married, you know what I mean? It's still a podcast. So having a medium of newsletter or medium of blog fits within the ethos, because that's basically what Substack's app is doing, except it's just doing a very poor job of it.
I've thought about this a lot in the last couple of weeks, and I come up with a different solution. Hmm. What needs to happen is there needs to be a podcast index of blogs with an API that is open to developers that aggregates blog posts. And now we actually know how to do that. Yes. I mean, we've given the whole format, the whole plan, the value for value, it's all right there. You can even use some of the code that is public, some of the party times and all that stuff. I don't think that's for us.
I don't think it's for us either, because the number of the number of podcasts is dwarfed by the number of blogs.
Yes, yeah. And just the number of, but that's what's missing, because that's why there's no blog search. There's no way to implement. I mean, the minute Apple, I've told the story so many times in the past, I've been doing some interviews. And so I remind myself over and over again, what really changed is we went from copy this RSS link, put it into your subscribe box, to Apple, who came out with the subscribe on iTunes. One click. Boom, it worked on your iPhone, or it worked on your Mac initially. There were workarounds, but the idea that you had an index where stuff was indexed, where you could search, where you could find stuff, where things were categorized, that's what's missing from blogs. And I, in talking to Tina, who as a marketing professional loved Google Reader, I said, well, how would you subscribe to blogs? She said, well, I'd just search for a topic in Google Reader. You see, so people weren't going to blogs and saying, oh, I need to click on this and subscribe. No, they were using Google Reader. That's the thing. That's what needs to happen. It's a big job.
Google Reader became the index of blogs.
It truly was the index of blogs.
Yeah.
It wasn't just the reader part was one. I mean, what someone needs to do is index the blogs. You know, you can Podping would be beautiful, beautiful. I mean, all of this was invented.
Fantastic.
This was weblogs.com. Weiner had through, what is it? The, what was it? He had an X, RCP, XML RCP, I'm going to
RPC, XML RPC.
RPC. Yeah. That's how you pinged the weblogs.com, and that, you know, we had trackbacks. I mean, all this stuff has been invented.
RSS cloud.
Exactly. Yeah. And, in essence, that's a lot of what the Freedom Controller was trying to do, to be a decentralized version of that. And so let's take it back to the namespace. I'm not so sure blog belongs in as a medium type.
Hard disagree. hard. I mean, like,
if it has an enclosure and there's something in the enclosure, then it can be a medium type equals blog. But it is confusing.
Go back to the example of Matt Taibbi's blog. He really is running a blog. He has a blog on Substack. And so his blog, if you look at the RSS feed that's coming off of his Substack, it's mostly articles, text articles, mm-hmm. with no enclosures.
Mm-hmm.
But at least once a week, sometimes twice a week, there will be posts, definitely with America This Week, but then sprinkled in throughout the course of the week, as his articles get narrated by a human, they will drop in audio versions of a previous article he's done from the past couple of weeks.
Okay.
So you're getting enclosures on a regular basis. They're just not every single item.
Okay. I can live with that. If there's an audio enclosure that is here's a podcast I listen to regularly, so regularly I can't remember the name of it. It's The Breakdown. The Breakdown is a couple times. It may even be almost every day. This guy, Nathan, he does about 15 minutes of macroeconomics, heavy slant on Bitcoin. But macroeconomics. And on Sunday, he does the Sunday Read. And the Sunday Read is where he reads one or two articles written by somebody else. Totally blog post. And so if his feed... What is that? Oh. So I can see where his feed would be typically podcast, but then from time to time it would say blog. That would be appropriate. Mm-hmm. If it included the audio version of those articles.
That reminds me, what was that podcast, Bitcoin Audible, where he just read an article each week?
Yeah, that idea. Whatever happened to that show? Is that still around?
Well, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it is. Yeah. But yeah, it makes sense. And if you had a newsletter that was primarily a newsletter, but they had audio.
Yeah.
Or video content that was just audio versions or video versions of the newsletter, that seems like it would fit as well.
Okay. I think we can say that these are staying in and we can move on.
A second.
And so moved. Because I want to briefly discuss, actually, let's talk about this first. We are so legit now. With the
I like the way this is starting.
So yeah, legit. Dutch broadcaster, KRO, which I think is, the Dutch broadcast spectrum, all the transmitters are shared by these organizations, and the organizations historically are around politics and religion. So this is the Catholic Radio Organization. Of course, they do television and the internet, but that's historically, the KRO, that's where that came from. They did a huge scan of Dutch podcasts to find out how many there were, what's being discussed. And they even say they used a supercomputer to do this.
Is that actually required?
Yeah, well, they said they used it.
And I mean, we're using $5 a month Linode. I could hook them up.
Here's what they did. They said this is translated. The podcast actually came from the Podcast Index database. This organization is committed to a more transparent podcast ecosystem and archives as many new podcasts worldwide as possible. Currently about 4.3 million podcasts. PI specifically gathers the RSS feeds, the format in which podcasts are stored online in the PI database. You'll find the name, description, and address of the RSS feed. And I just thought I was just tickled by that, you know, we're legit.
Did they know that you're involved with this?
No, of course not.
Okay. No. This, because I mean, like, that's good that it came independent. There, it wasn't like an Adam Curry thing.
No, not at all. Well, of course, people are sending it to me like, yo, dude, look at it. You legit, man. You legit.
You got mentioned.
Briefly on the podcast industrial complex, the singularly unhelpful phrase that I love propagating.
Yes. I corrected James.
I heard you say it.
We say more than one. We say many unhelpful things, not just that.
We do.
At least half the board meeting is unhelpful.
That's correct. These iOS 17 changes have really screwed things up. I mean, I learned so much just by listening to a number of podcasts, but including some of the interviews with the podcast, you know, the Podcast Weekly Review. When I hear people talking about, well, the way we track is, you know, now we have a funnel of what?
A funnel?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the top line funnel to see, you know, what the actual, pixel based attribution, like. So some people have lost up to half of their numbers. Companies have had to do make good, some in the millions of dollars. The trust has gone, I think, from the whole system. It's like, oh, one change in Apple, and it turns out, you know, 30% of your numbers are bogus. And I was even more shocked to learn that the metrics that are now going on is success is now seen as 0.5% of people who heard an ad are going to the website that is pitched in the ad. Yikes. That's a pretty, and you know, and the conversion to someone purchasing something is 0.3.
And, holy crap. That's worse than the typical open rate on a email newsletter.
Oh, I mean, dude. I mean, No Agenda gets like 30% open rate, which is unbelievable. It's unbelievably high. So I'm just sitting there going like, oh my God. And then I just hear people talking gobbledygook and they're just trying to come up with ways to justify the advertising. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think there's many ways you can justify advertising on podcasts, but the numbers that, and trying to keep within some digital marketing metric system is not working anymore. It just seems like it's failed.
I don't understand. I will claim some level of ignorance on this with the Apple thing, because I thought that my understanding of the changes in iOS was that if you had a show with a huge back catalog, that was where the biggest issue was. That what they changed was that it would not download a bunch of old episodes if you started listening to a new episode.
Yes.
Which was, but then the NPR guy that James interviewed said that the Daily Shows only got hit by like 10% decline in downloads, but that their other shows were like 30%.
Okay, so here's how I understand it. So if you, and I think it hits regular shows, you know, like shows that are daily or possibly once a week. Or let's take Joe Rogan as an example. So you would you subscribe to Joe Rogan and you look at, you know, the guests like, no, no, no. And then 3 days later, oh yeah, this guy, I want to listen to that. You click on it. Then the app would download those previous episodes that you had skipped over. That's how I understand it. That may be unhelpful. But that's how I understand it. So that has now stopped. So it's not doing that anymore.
And I think you're right. That's my understanding.
And the Daily Show, I truly believe, is a product. And I'm even seeing some articles about the Daily Show being the true savior of the New York Times. Although I think their puzzles are what saves the New York Times. That's where a lot of that money is coming from. Is that people are interested and they listen to the Daily Show every single day. So maybe someone skipped a day and then that one wouldn't get downloaded. And now it doesn't get downloaded when you listen the next day. I think that that's such a great product that people listen every single day.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, that makes more sense. I mean, it's like with Pod News Daily or something like that. I mean, it's a short show. So you're probably just going to run through it real quick. I mean, you're not going to skip it very many times. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it's amazing to me that it's amazing to me all the different spins that are going on across the podcast industrial complex to try to, you've got, you know, the marketing people the advertising based podcast hosts like Acast that are saying, we got, you know, this is the, it's bad, but it's not that bad. It's just a one-time hit. We're good. They're trying to spin that. And then you've got the other people on the digital advertising side, like the Sounds Profitable people saying, no, this is great.
Yeah. If I believe what I heard on the last, from the last interview from this, I forget who the woman's name was, their business is to do attribution and numbers, is that host read ads do the best. That's just what we're so the whole programmatic thing, which is driven, you know, which is a race to the bottom of CPMs. It just seems like it seems antithetical to what podcasting can deliver. And if you listen to Rogan, I still don't hear any ads on the open RSS. I don't know why. If you listen to the Spotify ads, it's, hey, everybody, I love this product. And it's Joe doing 10 of those in a row,
they're all like pre-rolls.
No, not on Spotify. No, they chop in every 10 minutes. It used to be pre-rolls back in the day. He would do 8 minutes of pre-rolls, which is not called a pre-roll. It's called segment one.
Segment one, I guess.
Cluster one, whatever.
So, you know, my thinking with Rogan is that Spotify saw this, they saw this much earlier than everybody else did because they had the first party stats combined. You can sort of go back and say, okay, what they did these acquisitions of PodTrack and these like third party trackers.
Did they buy PodTrack?
Yeah. Hmm. Is it PodTrack or Pod?
I don't think they.
Which third party prefix tracker did they buy? They bought two of them. I thought it was PodTrack. Nathan says PodSites.
There you go.
And Chartable. PodSites and Chartable. Okay.
Right.
So they bought PodSites. Thank you, Nathan. They bought PodSites and Chartable. And I think that at that point they had a view into open RSS downloads. And then first party downloads on shows that were on both. And so they could look and see, okay, for show X, this is how it performs in open RSS. And this is how it performs in Spotify. And you can make some determinations there about whether the level of performance, you could almost do a sanity check one to the other. And if you look and say, okay, well, this show, Megaphone, that's right. This show I think what I'm trying to say is that they could look at podcasting and they could see that the numbers in the open RSS world were inflated.
Mm. Yeah.
But their own numbers also were not very good.
No, because they were only getting 30% of the potential market, except for Rogan, maybe.
And so the only way they could think, I think the way they knew to move forward when everything crashed is to combine those two things and say, okay, we're going to keep things on Spotify as sort of like where we want people to be, but then we also need to expand our, so we need to get both sets of numbers as big. We've got to go everywhere to get the numbers as big as we can. But I think that they saw early on that these numbers in the RSS feeds were probably not as great as everybody thought they were.
Nope.
And that's why they cut loose a bunch of people, because they knew they were just going to have to basically drop all the exclusives and go back as widely as they can with RSS, and then just make the deals with no guarantees at all, because like, we can't sustain this. Obviously the numbers aren't there.
Well, there's guarantees. And, Joseph, a buddy, you know, we haven't had dinner at each other's house. We had dinner, but not each other's house. So that doesn't qualify as a friend, according to the John C. Dvorak metric.
That's right.
I'm pretty sure that he has a guarantee, and there's the potential, and that guarantee may be just for the video. I don't even know that yet. We haven't seen anything else happen. But the fact that he's not on Megaphone tells me that there's just, and that there's no ads in the open RSS tells me that there's an open ability to sell advertising outside of what is happening on Spotify. I think that's, the exclusive just didn't work for a whole bunch of reasons, but the main one was just no distribution. They just don't have the distribution to justify any of the prices, etc. And I don't think Joe cares. I don't even think he's going to go and try and sell extra ads. He may cut a separate deal with YouTube. And I have no inside information on this. Mm-hmm. But it's just not. In fact, he said he wants to do another show with me. So when I'm going to say, dude, can we do value for value for your show? I'm going to pitch it to him because I think he would get a kick out of it.
Yeah, just for the fun of it.
Just for the fun of it. Not for the money, but just for the fun of it. We'd have to hook him up with somebody with some big channels, though, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, probably. We need big channels. Yeah.
But anyway, I don't want to be danced on anybody's grave here, but RSS just keeps winning.
Well, I just think that it shows that I don't think Spotify... I'm hoping, this is what I hope, the example of Spotify from 2019 until today will keep people from trying this in the future.
Oh yeah. I think this fiasco, this canard, this $1 billion canard.
Ooh, canard. I like that.
Yes, I'm going to write down $1 billion canard, which is a duck, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's French for duck.
It's malarkey.
It's malarkey. We'll go down in the business books as a huge mistake and not to be repeated. And it goes right up there with Terry Semel coming into Yahoo, thinking he could turn that into an entertainment company. It was a great thing to do when the money was free. That's what it was great for. And the money's no longer free. And, I think there's definitely a place for advertising in podcasting. I truly have always believed in what is categorized as host read ads, but I think that you can certainly it's not something I want to live by, because, we saw it what's the tech show? The Marco Tech Show.
Accidental tech.
Wait, you lose your big sponsor. Everyone goes hungry and starts freaking out. When I hear people only talking about their clients and, my client this. Yeah, my clients have been with me for 10 years. They'll keep advertising. Who's your client? I mean, aren't you doing this for your audience?
Well, I mean, hey, look at Jupiter Broadcasting, what they're doing. I mean, they are living the V for V.
Yeah, big time.
I mean, like they are trying to make that work as hard as they can. They're trying to flip the switch and transition. Yeah. I mean, like I've got so much respect for those guys trying, and they put their money where their mouth is, literally.
They sure do. They sure do. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I just think like I guess the last thing I'll say about Spotify and the Rogan thing is I just don't think that they, I think that Spotify, I would not be surprised if Rogan is a significant part of Spotify, not just their podcasting strategy, but Spotify as a company. If they lost him, I'm not so sure what the future looks like for Spotify as an entire company.
Well, the same as it's ever been, losing money because the publishers and record companies screw them on the there's no way for them to make money. It's never been a winning formula because they do not control the content, and they tried to control the content, overspent, over promised, and thought that they could create hits. You can't create hits in a, you can't monetize the network. You can't create hits in an RSS environment. It's, you know, and that's, yeah, it's value for value. That is, it's just foolish to think that unless you control the distribution and no one else can get into your distribution stream, that the, you can be number one in anything. We're number one in podcasting 2.0 podcasts.
Yes. Yes.
Right. We're number one in our little category over here. And the audience, in who are, most of who are in the boardroom right now, they support us, and that's why it keeps going on. Now, is there a project attached to it? Yeah, that's all a part of it. But the same goes for an author or for a journalist. It's all part of the same thing. You can be the winner of your community. And you can't spell community without unity, people.
No. You know, what? I like this. You mentioned something a while back. You mentioned something a while back. You said, watch, that you said, what's coming next? It's been, I don't know if this has been like 6 weeks ago. You said, watch what's coming next. It's predictable based on the previous cycle. It'll be branded podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I just saw a thing this morning about, yeah, how branded podcasts are making a comeback.
Yeah, like, of course.
And also they, like, on the economic, cycle comeback, train, We're seeing this little gem come back, the EBITDA. You know, we're EBITDA positive. I love this. Everybody's doing this now. Everybody's EBITDA positive. It's like, it's, well, like,
can we just explain? Because I think it gets, it's glossed over. It's an acronym, EBITDA, which means earnings before interest, which means interest you have to pay on any outstanding loans. Taxes, there's one. Depreciation and amortization.
Which is everything.
Everything. It's everything except, you know, your employees and your cost of goods.
Yeah. It's basically, here's my assets and liabilities sheet, but what if all the liabilities were gone?
It's like inflation is only core inflation is only 1.5%. Well, what is core inflation? Well, it takes out the cost of energy and food. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which is everything.
Yeah. Which is, most people need those two things. So
it's like those people that, have you seen these neighborhoods where you'll have one dude that paints his driveway green?
No.
And like, it'll be like, they'll paint their driveway green to try to somehow match the grass.
No, I haven't seen that.
It's like some sort of illusion where, maybe this is just a redneck thing here in the South, but it's like, are you trying to trick us? What exactly are you trying to do here? Are you trying to make us think that you don't have a driveway, that it's just like your grass? Because I can see your driveway and it just looks super weird because it's green. And like, I mean, it's that kind of thing. It's like, what exactly are you trying to do here? Because you're saying that we were profitable, but then you also say in the next sentence, we had a $10 million loss.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah. Switching gears for a moment. Dovidas. Getting on my nerves. Dovidas.
by making new things.
By making cool crap every single day. Have you seen the RSS music charts he just released?
He just released it. I have not seen it. Let me pull it up.
RSSblue.com/top. So somehow, and I've asked him, let me see if he answered my question. He has
darlings.
Oh, wait, he has. Hold on a second. He has. So RSSblue.com/top. So he queries the index, crawls feeds to produce stats. He says, I have lots of ugly SQL queries and spaghetti code. And so the deck darlings, which I like as a term, I'm not quite sure where it comes from. So these are most widely played by value for value DJs in the last 60 days. You click on it and boom, there's a list of every single show that has played the song, which is of course clickable by, by episode and by show. Mm-hmm. You can play the song right there, obviously. Then you have payday picks. I'm liking the alliteration, brother. Greatest number of listener payments in the last 7 days, which is just, you click on that and you can just play it. And then Pathfinders, which is the ranking of podcasts based on first time plays of tracks in the deck darlings. Yes. And so whoever played it first and the amount of payday picks. Now, I like this chart the most because I'm number one. So that's great chart.
Yeah.
Then it showed, I would like to replace our own chart with this. This is so good.
Yeah, we don't. I mean, we suck compared to this.
Completely, we're bogus.
Thank you.
No, I love you, brother. You know that, but I don't have to. I'm not telling you something new here. This kicks our ass.
Yeah, not even question.
Do you mind if I just shuttle podcastindex.top over to this?
I don't mind that at all. I need to know information here, Dovey Doss.
and I've checked it. I'm like, he's missing something. There's got to be something. He's not. He even picked up Curry and the Keeper playing a track, which we rarely do. So he's crawling the index. Jimmy V.
Radio V with Jimmy V.
If you go to Deck Darlings. Mm-hmm. And let's see, if you go to, for number 22, for those without a prayer, Jimmy V, a track, Curry and the Keeper, January 31st. That impressed me.
Okay. I don't understand.
Well, he's crawling the index looking for value time splits. I mean, we could probably help him by just giving him an API to hit that with or something.
But like it's a bunch of this information is already in podcast. So podcastindex.top is an HTML chart, but it's also got other formats. It's got a JSON format and an,
picking stuff up from there. I don't know. That's absolutely possible.
I need information.
We need info. Yeah. But it looks pretty. Again, Dave, I love you.
I know
you don't have a problem with my fawning over this because
no,
it's just
not at all.
So good. This and it's discovery. That's what I love about it. You know, you go to the Deck Darlings and you click on Abby Muir, and boom, there's a whole bunch of shows I can start to follow.
Mm-hmm. This is great.
Yes.
I agree.
It's mind-boggling.
Redirect podcastindex.top to this.
It's mind-boggling. Mind-bogglingly good. I'm so happy he's doing this. Stop doing good things. Stop.
you're eating up too much of our time.
Which kind of leads me into the V for V license for remote items and such. What's your problem?
That's the license stuff. It hurts my brain.
I'm going to make it real simple. I'm going to give my opinion and you don't have to say anything if you don't want to.
Okay.
And I think my opinion has had some impact. When GitHub conversations or discussions get really long, I also check out. I'm like, I can't help it anymore. Yep. And people are posting like Sam Sethi's like, oh, we're implementing the license. Like what? Okay.
I didn't know it was done yet.
Yeah, that stuff. Then I'm checking out. I'm like, okay. I've had many offline conversations. I've had some multi-hour conversations with the Costellos, who are lovingly shepherding this whole project. Remember, they have phantompowermusic.io. They have a company now, and they want to help artists onboard into the ecosystem. And, you know, they're charging, you know, $5, which basically goes for hosting a month. And right. And I think 5% of SAT. So, you know, what a great deal for an artist if you're new and you want someone to shepherd you through this. And they're also doing promo. You know, they know all the players, so they're saying, "Hey, look at this! This is a new song," which is helpful. The main thing I want is, and I'm only focused on one part. I'm only focused on remote items. I think it's valid that we have, because that's why licenses exist. If I'm going to use someone else's podcast material, and I say podcast material specifically because it's just an MP3 enclosed in an RSS feed, it's a podcast. If I'm going to use someone's podcast as a remote item in my podcast, I think it's very fair they have some agreement that they want me to, you know, virtual handshake like an EULA. It's like, hey, if you put this into your feed, here's the parameters. And one of those parameters, which I also feel is fair, is I would like a minimum of split. And what I've said is it should just be across the board minimum 50 because it's equal 50-50. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. I hope I don't have to go looking every single time to see what it is. But I have no problem with that. I think it's good. I think it should be, I wouldn't mind I will use that license for my podcast. If someone wants to use a piece of my podcast in their podcast, and my minimum will be, zero, mm-hmm. You know, you can do whatever you want, but I should have some say and some ownership over it because it was started as a music license. We devolved somewhat into a conversation about a maximum that can be charged by an app. And I think that needs to be struck and taken out right away. We've got to stop with that nonsense.
This is the problem. That's immediately the problem I had. It is antithetical to what podcasting at its core is.
And the argument, which is incorrect, is, well, we don't want this to be out there and some movie company can come along and take my music and put it in their movie. Hey, you have a copyright regardless. Mm-hmm. If no one signed an agreement with you, you can sue the movie company out of existence. So you don't have to worry about that kind of stuff. But when we start thinking like Spotify and Apple and Amazon Music, when we start thinking that way, we'll never get to the end.
I'm sorry to use this term. I don't want to, but I'm not sure exactly how else to say it that gets my feeling across. But when you start shitting on apps, like that's where we've always been within podcasting. App developers always get the short end of the stick, and they always get treated. Mm-hmm. They get treated poorly, as if they're just tools and for other people to make money. And I don't think that anybody here is thinking that way. That's not what I'm implying. I'm just saying that that's traditionally always been the problem in podcasting, is that podcast app developers really get left out of everything, and they just get treated like, like middlemen. You know, hey, do this, do that, do this. Mm-hmm. And it's really been podcasting 2.0, putting the respect back on apps that they deserve as literally the critical piece of the chain of getting content to somebody's ears. Without them, without radios, there are no radio stations. And that's what happens here. And so we have to treat the apps with respect. If this is a self-policing issue, if some app goes off the rails and starts charging 50%, number one, that everybody's going to know immediately. There's a lot of transparency in all of this. Everybody's going to see it. It's going to become a discussion topic. And podcasters themselves will then begin to express what they feel about that and how that's happening. And like, hey, I want you to use a different app. This app is making,
I even saw part of the discussion go into, well, can't we use the block tag so that an app that is charging too much then can be blocked from using it? I'm like, whoa, we're in the weeds, people. We're way off base. We're way off base. And, I stopped doing the daily source code because I was playing licensed music. And I know that I'm not going to go to jail, but I know that a record label can come along and say, take that whole thing down, which would mean I either have to edit it out or take the whole episode down. And that's also, it's not fair because I wasn't paying anything. So there was no actual mechanism for me to pay for the content that I was using. No Agenda. We have end of show mixes, which are end of show for a reason. One, they are always in context of the news and the show and mockery, satire, and education. So when they are cover versions, there is a fair use clause that we believe we can defend. If not, I can chop off the end of the show. I don't have to kill the whole show. Right. But even clips inside, if we're not commenting or doing something for those clips, a news organization could come along and say, hey, you're basically just using our stuff to make money. So, right. So the fair use is something that is poorly defined in all law, but it's clearly defined, but poorly understood. Maybe that's a better way to put it. But now we just have to let go of the idea that one day when I'm famous, I want everyone else to go pound sand, because that's really what's being said here. Yeah, that's really what's being said is if I get bought by a big label and they buy my catalog, and it's the same for Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan got his catalog was licensed by Spotify. He was allowed to keep 100 episodes and do whatever he wanted to do with them, which granted were a few that Spotify didn't want anyway. And then when that deal ended, he got all of his episodes back, and now they're back in his feed. So you can take your feed away with your music or whatever your podcast content is whenever you want. And I'm actually not that adverse to, well, if I make it big, I have the right to come back and say, you've got to take that out of your show. I'm actually okay with it, because I think the times that will happen will be very few in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. But to tell me that I have to speak positively when I use your podcast content? No, you can't tell me what to say, because that's also in this initial, or was in this initial license. So we just have to say, this is a podcast. I'm not viewing it as music. I'm viewing it as content. I'm linking to it. I'm linking to your remote splits. I want to have a piece. I will never go below 50, but I always keep it at 90 when I'm playing your stuff, because I love you. It's all based on love. It's all based on openness and sharing. And so I understand why people want a license, but we have to keep it within the realm of remote items. Everything else is never going to see the light of day. The apps won't do it. No one wants it. Well, one or two may, but it's an endless discussion on GitHub. It will go on forever. And I really want to move it along.
It is. And really all that matters, and this is the thing you got to get your head around in podcasting. Podcasting is a different animal. Podcasting is like the open web. All that matters is what the apps are willing to do. And they're just not going to play ball.
And if we truly believe in what we're doing, already almost every artist who has come to the Valueverse has said, I've made more money than I ever made on X, Y, and Z.
Right.
Build the Valueverse. Stop thinking about the other side. Stop it. It's not worth it. The chances you're going to get picked. And I know I can see every single I hear the artists. They love it. They think it's great. But they're all hoping that this will spring them to the big time. And it might happen. It might happen for one or two. Unlikely. Let's just be honest. It's unlikely. So you can do a couple of things. I saw Ainsley Costello do a show which streamed live and was very profitable for her and the organization and the apps and the people who were a part of it and down to the lighting director. It was a beautiful thing. By the way, I think there's a big live stream event happening this weekend again, I think, with Herbivore.
She's still top 10 on the Deck Darlings.
Yes, of course. So we're building something new, and I hope people view it as something new and not just a springboard, because you're just going to be disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's not just a different version of the same old thing. It really is completely new.
Yeah.
And you have to think, you have to give it the sort of like the sort of philosophical respect of being a new thing.
Yeah.
I mean that kind of, I don't know if we want to get into this necessarily. I mean, it kind of fits where we're going here, but
you want to talk about fees?
The fee attribute.
No,
yeah.
No. We have to play a song first, then we can talk about. We need to cleanse our palate.
Okay.
All right, let me check the RSS chart for a second. Let me see, where is this?
Oh, you're checking the Deck Darlings?
Yeah, okay. Well, let me see if it's on the Deck Darlings. Oh, yes, it's number 20 on the Deck Darlings in the Payday Picks. It's top of the list. Yeah, baby. I played this one on Boostagram Ball and almost freaked out how good this is. I know you'll like it, Dave. Want to hear some strings bending? Listen to Rebel Hero. Money, not misery.
Working man, all about the money. But it's never enough to get what you need. Burning stacks of dollar bills. From all the holes in your pocket, making you greedy. I'm a hopeless romantic. Taking chances, I only hope it's money, not misery. Everybody loves their fancy things. Oh, you love the emptiness they bring. Chances, I only hope it's money, not misery.
Was it lion?
That's that gives me a lot of like extreme vibes.
Oh yeah, from all kinds of 70s bands. It's got all kinds of stuff in there.
Yeah, I dig it, man. That's cool.
Yeah. Oop, someone just like boosted. It. Someone boosted. Who boosted? Who boosted for him?
So did you say that you played that on Booster Grand Ball?
I did.
Cuz I do not see that in the list of where it was played on.
On the chart. Oh boy. Oh boy. There we go. You're right. It should be the February 9th edition. You know what? Did I play that one? Wait, no. I didn't play Trouble. I played this one. Let me see.
No, it's on Pathfinders. It shows up under Booster Grand Ball in the Pathfinders.
But but Rebel Hero is not on the Deck Darlings, I don't think. It's not. There's only Trouble is on the Deck Darlings. I'm sorry. This song is not on the deck. Yeah, that's okay. Trouble. It's a different track, which goes. Let me see. That's. Let me see what that sounds like. I don't think I played that one. No. Yes, break yes. Me, I'm yeah, very different. Oh, it's the Doors. I got you. Okay. Yeah. So, but it will show up now. It's on the Payday Picks, but there's no list there. Okay.
Do we show up on the Pathfinders? We do not.
No, we're lame, man.
No.
Well, we're not in the top 20. No. Well, we also, this is the last. No. Interesting.
It's nice seeing Booberry number two.
Oh, yeah. Well, Before the Schemes plays a lot. And Phantom Power Music Hour.
Yeah.
Breaking
tracks.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fantastic. I love it. I love it. So now we can talk briefly about fees now that our palate has been cleansed. We've heard about.
I don't want to talk about fees.
Okay.
It's going to make me grumpy.
All right. How about this?
We should talk about fees. So we'll have Oscar on the show in 2 weeks.
Okay. So we'll have a crappy show then. Are you excited, Oscar?
Because if we do this, we're going to have to play the math jingle and all this kind of stuff. And it's going to make me grumpy.
I don't want you grumpy. I don't want you grumpy, brother.
I'd rather talk about
I'll just give you a little fun one.
Okay.
Ford Sync. Are you familiar with the Ford Sync product?
Is this the old thing that used to be in their cars where it would like let you sync your music and all that?
It allows you to see album art on your screen.
Yeah.
It crashes on emojis and chapters. Just letting everybody know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's not good.
Yeah. Yeah. It is not good. If there's an emoji in a chapter, then Ford Sync reboots or something. It's bad.
Bad. Eric's right. It's Microsoft Sync. Yeah, well, I forgot that was a Microsoft project.
Yeah, there you go. That makes sense.
It's like Unicode. Ah!
I put a link to Chad F. Did a whole bunch. He clipped a whole bunch of value for value testimonials. I think it's on Fountain. Yeah, it's on Fountain. And he put a whole bunch in there. It's really good. It's a link. If anyone wants some value for value testimonials, there's Gigi's in there and a light bulb moment that we had apparently. Episode 79. Oh, really? Episode 79.
What is that?
I don't know. Want to have a listen?
It's a long time ago.
Let's see what we were talking about. Hold on a second.
Now that I'm thinking about this, this is actually an interesting part of value for value as it's implemented in apps, in the Podcasting 2.0 apps. I'm having a light bulb moment.
Let's listen to this.
You're lit.
I'm lit. I'll get the live tag. The other ways of monetizing, like Patreon and stuff, involve you having to tell your audience that it's there because otherwise they would not know. But the Podcasting 2.0 apps surface the boost button on the page where when it sees a podcast that is value enabled.
Yes. Oh, Dave, we're on drugs.
What is wrong with me?
Well, it was the frictionless nature of the boosts.
That was a long time ago. Yeah. So that was probably that was probably very early after the boost button showed up in apps.
Yeah, that's all right. Okay. Think about it. It seems like a long time ago. It's not that long, brother.
That's true. I sounded so young.
Yeah. And unspoiled. Yes.
Unspoiled. Yeah. I was a virgin. Yes. Do we want to talk about, I think we can, I want to get rolling on the namespace by formalizing the podcast chat tag.
Okay. Oh, and this will be for phase 8?
7.
Oh, it's in 7. Oh, okay. I thought 7 was closed.
No, 7, I set the close date on 7 last week to June the 1st. So going to be closed June 1st. That's what our milestone is, but that doesn't mean, as usual, that doesn't mean that we can't formalize things as they become done. I mean, as they're fully baked, we can ship them. I think podcast chat tag, I mean, it's already being used in
CurioCaster. CurioCaster has it, is showing it. I don't think anyone else is so showing.
No, PeerTube's showing.
Oh, PeerTube. Okay, but CurioCaster also shows it, but it's kind of a, like it goes to a page with a IRC login. Okay, yes.
So the chat tag is very similar to the social interact tag, except it's for chat.
Mm-hmm.
So you have, I can just go through it real quick. So the chat tag is essentially, it goes right now. So here's how it would go into the namespace initially. It would be initially limited to only being in a live item parent tag.
Right.
And I'm saying this specifically, like I want it to be, it's important that I'm saying initially, because I think this needs to expand in the future. But part of the reason I feel comfortable going ahead and put it in the namespace now is because it is going to be initially limited into the limited to live item tag as the parent. So you can have one chat tag in the live item tag, and it requires a protocol attribute saying what it is. So is it IRC? Is it XMPP?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Noster? Whatever.
Well, currently in Sovereign, we have it in our feed in the live item. We have IRC, and the other options I see are XMPP, Matrix, and Noster. That's what it is for now.
Yeah, those are the four examples in the proposal document.
Right.
So that makes sense. So then you also have a recommended account ID. That's the account ID of the podcaster on the chat platform.
Right. Yep. Yep.
It's not required. The only thing required is protocol, but it is that the account ID is recommended.
And then a space name.
And then so
I love space name. I love it. You know why I love space name?
No.
Because it sounds so much like Space Force.
Oh, Space Force.
Yes.
Space Force.
There you go.
Server is an optional attribute. So that's the fully qualified. That's the fully qualified domain name of a chat server.
I don't have that one. We don't have server. Oh yeah, we do have server. Yes, we do have server.
Okay.
Yeah.
So as usual, what we're trying to do with these tags is we're trying to genericize them to make them adaptable to be useful now for the protocols we have now
and for the future.
Yes, and for future, for the 25 years in the future.
Future use.
Whatever protocol is the hotness then, you could adapt it. And so the server is the optional FQDN of a chat server. And the way that it's described in the documentation, in the proposal document, is a chat server that serves as the bootstrap server. So for IRC, I mean, you can get to channels in multiple ways from different servers. So it's just the one that you're most likely to be an entry point.
Right.
But if you run one single private server, it'll just be that. The space is for, it's like, I called it space because everybody uses different terminology. Everybody has this, most chat systems have this notion of a room.
Or a channel. Like a
chat room. Yeah, yeah, topic, channel. So I just said space because it was generic enough to be, cover all those things. Embed URL is a URL to an HTML rendered version of the chat.
Yep.
Okay, so those are the attributes. And the other aspect of trying to formalizing this now is that we can, is that what we're dealing with now, and it's working mostly, is this non-canonical chat attribute in the live item tag that Stephen B created.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a single URL. And we've been living with that for a while, and it does work.
Long time. Yeah.
Long time. So this is just a much better out of the gate version of that already.
And I will say that there are thousands of people every single No Agenda Show day who could be using your app for the, what we call the troll room, which we've been pushing this information out for, I don't know how long has this been in here, over a year, maybe 2 years. I don't know, a long time. So, I have no app to promote for this. I'm looking for apps to implement this so I can promote it on No Agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Pretty big audience.
And, Nathan asked a question. Why is it limited to only just a single chat tag to begin with? And it just,
fair
just
question.
So that we're, I mean, I can see the potential for having more than one. In the future, I mean, that makes sense. I mean, you may have multiple ways of chatting, but typically I'm just looking for the most common use case. And the most common use case that I see here is ours.
Yeah.
Which is, so we have this show, No Agenda, Accidental Tech, Jupiter Broadcasting. Most of the shows have one official chat environment that they support. And so since this is going to be going into the feed from the podcast are going to be putting this into the feed, they're most likely going to be, they're going to want everybody else to be in the place they are. And they're only going to be typically in one place as their primary chat for the show when it's live. So then that really, there's no reason not to have multiples, but for ease of programming on the app developer side, it just becomes more complicated. So I think we can make it later. We can expand it to be multiple, but I think initially single is limit the blast radius, make this easy as possible to program. But I don't see any reason not to formalize this. It's working now.
And is this something you can see in the future going into channel level just for people to hang out?
Totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because totally. There's a lot of that going on. I love it. I think we should formalize it. We've been using it. I'd love to see it implemented. I really would. It seems like a no-brainer.
I would say once we get this in there, and we see that people are comfortable with putting it into the feed from the hosting side, because I can imagine immediately, probably, Blueberry is probably going to hit this in their PowerPress product.
Yeah,
that's a good fit for them.
If Todd ever comes back to America. Where is he?
I don't know. He's a globetrotter.
He's lost in space, man. He's gone.
He's back in the force. he went deep cover.
The Death Star.
But I can see, like, for instance, them. I think Barry at Pod Home. I think he's actually doing lit now.
Yeah, with servers even, I think. With servers, yes.
Yeah, for the screen. So I can see him doing this. So once we get a couple of hosts that are begin to put this into their feeds, then we can come back later in maybe phase 8 or 9, when it, you know, whatever makes sense for the timing, and say, okay, this is working well. Now we expand it to channel level for show chat that's sort of always on troll room, or increase from single to multiple.
I love it. I think it's great.
Okay.
So moved.
Yes. All right. It's done. I will do that. I will do that this over the next few days. Excellent. I will formalize it. We'll have our first tag it's been 6 months since we have a tag, right?
Yeah. Well, but it's good. Good. Everyone's catching up. The apps are great. I just love the apps.
Me too.
They're kicking butt. Every single one of them is so good. I'm concerned about Podcast Guru. I know I've told you this, but I just see, I think that when their new version came out, I don't know if everyone who was using it knows that they have to reconnect their wallet.
Oh, do the Albi Connect?
Yeah. I'm just not seeing enough transactions. Just, you know, it seems like I'm the only one. I'm like, this can't be right.
Yeah, people may not realize that their wallet's been disconnected.
Yeah.
I didn't. I had to go in there and look once you said it.
Yeah, I mean, you just become, and I don't even know, I'm sure that if you tried to boost, it would give you a fail, but maybe not. I don't know. But I can just see it. I'm like, no, this doesn't make sense. There's just not enough transactions coming in.
That's one thing about Castomatic that I like. And one of the reasons I've maintained it as my daily driver is because it's right when your wallet gets disconnected, there's a big thing right there on the front that says you need to reconnect your wallet.
Yeah.
Which is pretty, it's kind of in your face.
And also I think Podcast Guru correctly stacks payments and doesn't send them until like every 5 minutes.
No, that's good. Yeah, that's good.
Which I think is good. Mm-hmm. But of course that does lower the amount of transactions. So I'm taking that into account.
Okay.
But I know you know me, I feel stuff, right? I just like, yeah, something doesn't feel right. I'm not sure what it is, but something doesn't feel right. So Jason,
we want to go, before we thank people, you want to hear the stats for I did the taxes.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's like, I love tax time because Dave does it. All I have to do, I just have to send in the bank account overview. I maintain the bank account, so, which is really easy. It's like we wrote 3 checks.
the bank account, our bank statement fits on like one.
Yeah, one Excel like, sheet, one page.
Yeah, it doesn't even scroll. You know, so. I exported all the transactions out for Greg, who is our CPA that does this. So I exported all the transactions out of the podcast index node.
This is I'm going to write it down. This is a great number.
And it took 72 hours to export all the transactions using balance of Satoshis. It took 3 days to export all the transactions. There were 5,420,548 transactions.
Wait, 5,420,548. Wow. Five and a half million transactions. Wow.
There were about 4 million last year, so we're a million and a half above what it was last year.
Okay, that's a good metric. So 4 million last year.
Huh. Yes. Yeah. 5,420,548 total transactions on the podcast index node only for 2023.
I was going to say it's calendar year.
Calendar year. We have 1/1 to 12/31.
Wow.
The total sats for 2023, 69,193,139.
Wow.
That's podcasting 2.0 transactions. So that's where we were given the 1% split, you know.
Also stuff that comes into the show, obviously.
Oh, yeah. True. Yes. Donations to the show as well. Yeah.
What was it in 2022? Do you have that number?
I don't have it in front of me. I didn't bring it.
All right.
Well, interestingly, the other stat that came, that stepped out to me was forwards. So routing.
Oh, routing fees.
Mm-hmm. Sats. So we had 1,023,793 sats in routing.
Hmm.
I don't know what that translates into, but I think it's about $200.
Interesting. Well, you know, we have our fees incredibly low on purpose.
Right.
So I hope that helps everybody. Wow, that's mm-hmm. good. That's good. Unbelievable.
Yeah, so those are great numbers.
So 102, 102, 3790, that was the number?
1023793 on routing sats. Routing fee okay. sats, yeah.
Okay.
Wow. So that
congratulations, everybody. Good work. You're keeping us alive.
69, yeah, the 69,193,139. Of course, that's, you know, that's gone up in value with Bitcoin going nuts recently, yeah. But you know, it was not that at the time. It was much lower. Yeah, so anyway, that's stats for this year.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. Well, let us thank some people who are adding to that number for 2024, and we kick it off with Sam Sethi, 10,000 sats, boosting us, of course, from the true fans. He says, hello from Australia, listening live. Then James and I will be in Brisbane next week, 22nd of February, for meetup and beers. Cool.
How is he listening live in Australia? Isn't it like 3 o'clock in the morning there?
He doesn't sleep.
Oh, that's right.
Actually, I think,
forgot.
Well, what time is it in, time is it in Australia?
In Brisbane.
In Brisbane. Let's see. Normally I can do this, but it hurts.
6:08 a.m.
He's up. He's up. He's, you know, he has to get up before his wife gets up. Yeah, to do do anything he wants to do. It's like, oh, I better do it before she wakes up. Cotton Gin was boosting during the Rebel Hero song. 3333 says nice key change. Dreb Scott also boosting. Now I'm just guessing this because Podverse does not send me the remote item information in the TLV, at least not in a way that I can decode it in Helipad, which is a shame. But that's okay. There's only two apps do it really well. I think Castomatic is one, and I think Podcast Guru does pretty good, actually. Anyway, the Roa Ducks from Dreb, thank you very much. Dovidos, 10,000 sats from Podcast Guru. So he reconnected his wallet. Hello, beautiful people. Just want to invite everyone to tune in to the Herbivore Live V4V concert today, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Search Herbivore Live on modern podcast apps. Dovidos, please send me a link to any social media posts or anything appropriate so I can hype that on the X. And, oh, Sir TJ the Wrathful with 1,953 pre-show boost. Ryan and Seth Fonda are joining us in the Dorfelverse this Sunday night live. Again, send me a link where I can promote that. Would love to do that. What really works well is a link to an app that that can show it live, and I can put that on the socials. Dreb Scott, separate row of ducks, 2222. Howdy, y'all. Just a little pre-show boost. Howdy, y'all. And I think that is... Oh, Sam just came in with another 10,000. The reason I often say we have implemented something is because I believe in build fast, then fix it. We try to make ideas a reality so others can see how it might work and then wait for feedback to improve the feature.
Yeah, that's sandboxing. I'm down.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He says, did you like our validator? I've not played with it yet. Have you checked out the validator?
Yes, I checked it. I think it is very well done. And I think that's a, I think that's a fine, like we have really, that's kind of an important thing. I mean, that's the role that Stephen B has played for a long time is taking the arrows, you know, getting out there doing crazy stuff. And I'm glad. And the fact that Sam is doing that is wonderful. Thank you, Sam.
Indeed, Sam Sethi. Thank you. Have a great time, man. Have a great time. You're supposed to be on vacation. What are you doing?
Stop working.
What are you doing, man? Stop it.
You'll go to board meetings on vacation.
Stop it. You're up, Dave. Who can we thank for supporting the Value for Value project that we are?
Oh, we've got some PayPals this week. We got Oscar Mary, $200 from the boys at Fountain.
Hold on a second. Now, That's a baller.
Shot caller, 20-inch blaze on the Impala.
Definitely a baller.
I just want to, I made a note of this to mention it. Maybe people don't realize this or stop to think about what's actually happening here. So think about, you got Marco, you got Oscar, you got Mitch and Creon at Podverse. Collectively, Marco is donating $500 a month. Oscar and Nick at Fountain are donating $200 a month. Podverse, Mitch and Creon are donating $50 a month. That's $750 a month for the they're donating for their use of the index. And if you think about it, what they're donating is they are podcast apps donating to an index that, yes, they use, but the primary purpose of the index is to allow, is to help other podcast apps.
Yeah.
So they are donating to their comp, to help their competition.
I love it.
I think that's a beautiful thing to me. It's a very open source way of thinking, and I love it.
So do I. And I love it, and I love them.
Yeah, me too. Thank you for that. Thank you for that, Oscar. And yep, and we had Podverse, $50.
Thank you. Thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Mitch. Appreciate that. We had two donations from Travis Halls. Neither one of them had a note, but $24.76, and then another one for $21 from Travis.
Oh, thank you, Travis. How kind.
Thank you, Travis.
Dreb Scott just came in with 4567. RSS Blue also has a nice validator, he says.
Yes.
At tools.rssblue.com/validator. Wow. All right.
Mm-hmm. And then we got some boostergrams. We got Joel W. with a Satchel of Richards through Fountain. He says, I still have YouTube channels in my RSS reader pulling videos. Well, they said they canceled RSS.
Yeah, I thought they canceled it out. Yeah.
Maybe it's a head fake. Todd from Northern Virginia, 22222, Big Row of Ducks through Podverse. Ooh, nice. He says, go podcasting.
All right. Thank you very much. Go podcasting,
go
indeed.
Go podcasting!
By the way, I love Dreb Scott boosted from CurioCaster, because CurioCaster and Castomatic, I can hit reply.
And how is that working? Is it working?
It works so well. It's so fun. Because I just, awesome. Yeah, because I can add the amount of sats I want. And most people are connected through Get Albi, and Albi will send them an email that I've sent to Boost.
Oh, that's cool.
So the alert mechanism is in there. It's awesome. It really is just awesome to have that capability. Sam, how come you haven't implemented that yet? Come on, Sam Sethi. Come on.
Air PP's just really rocked that thing.
Oh, he is. Yeah.
And I made Steven Crater, I gave Eric PP maintainer rights on the helipad repo because he's so involved in that.
Well, he's doing it. He's doing the whole
thing.
He's
doing it. I mean, he's doing the whole thing. And that's his code now. And then Stephen Crater, I gave him maintainer rights today on the website repo. So he can easily merge things and all that.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. And it takes a lot of hassle off of your back.
Yeah, I don't want them waiting for me. I feel bad, you know, because sometimes it takes a day for me to see it and everything. So, yeah, I want them to be able to move when it's good for their time schedule. And then we got Sir Brian of London.
Yeah, hey.
11,948 sats.
Thank
through,
you, brother.
Castomatic. He says, I saw Cats in the musical. I saw Cats in the original stage production as a child in the West End in London, and also The King and I with Yul Brynner on the stage.
That's right. I'm gonna reply to him right now with 1,000 sats. What should I say?
To who?
He's on Castomatic. Yes, I put it from Adam and Dave.
Mm-hmm.
What should I say?
You should tell him that. Cats. Mama Mia is worse than Cats.
Mama Mia is worse than Cats. Okay, and sending the boost. I love that. All right.
My brief musical report is that I will say we've watched two musicals this week.
Ah, yes.
Mamma Mia is a steaming pile of garbage. Whoever decided to take a bunch of ABBA songs and put some crappy... basically, it's an ABBA concert without ABBA and with a paper-thin... plot just enough to tie together the ABBA songs. It is a piece of garbage.
It's interesting because the women in my life love the movie. They love the movie. I know. I agree. It's not my kind of movie.
I thought it was as bad as it could get, and then Pierce Brosnan started trying to sing. He can't. It sounds like oh, it sounds like an out of tune
cat,
like cello or something. It's awful. Melissa calls ABBA military pop because it's just
ooh,
like,
interesting. Yes. Can you hear the drums, Fernando?
But Oliver is a great musical.
Oliver's fantastic. Yes.
It's the songs are a little long, but it's got great choreography.
Sam Sethi says we've had Boost replies for over a year. Yeah, well, they're not showing up in your TLV record, Sam.
You need to put it
in the TLV record. Thanks for the extra 10,000.
Okay, so we got Bill Prague, 2000. He's a Hive guy. 2000 Sats through Fountain. He says, when you mentioned Apple, I thought they stopped hating polar bears and wanting polar caps to melt away. It goes decentralized podcast.
Yes, go for it indeed.
They're getting there. Nick, 2222, Row of Ducks. Through Fountain, he says, it's fine work you people do. Fine work.
Ah, very fine work on both sides.
Thank you, Nick. Other Way Up sent 5,000 sats through Fountain. He says, anti-burnout boost.
Ah, yes. For the Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone else.
And everyone else. Don't burn out, guys. Kevin Bay, 75,002 sats.
Whoa, 75,000?
Yes.
I think that's a baller boost, man. Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kevin.
Through Podverse, he says, sending this while listening from Castapod country. The amount is my apartment's zip code in Paris. Wow. How would you say the word V-O-I-C-I?
V-O-I-C-I. Voici.
Voici le boost. That's what he said.
Voici le boost. So he's in France. He's not in Italy. He's not in Castamatic country.
No, Castapod
country. Oh, Castapod country. Oh, okay. Yeah,
Castapod.
Yes. Yes. Voici le clé de Nicolas. Ta-da-da, ta-da-da. See, I'm singing now for the frogs.
Okay. What does that mean? Voici le boost.
Means here's the boost.
Oh, okay.
Voici. Right. Voici. Is it see or here? Voici.
We got Benjamin Bellamy next week. He can tell us.
Oh, really? Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Ah,
yeah, we hadn't talked to him in a long time.
We have not, and he's been releasing new versions and doing all kinds of stuff nonstop.
He's on the move.
Voici. I thought it was here is. Let me just see. It's a preposition. This is. Yeah, this is the boost. Yeah, here is. This is the boost. Yeah, exactly. Voici le boost.
Alan C. Paul, 2222 through Podverse. Mm-hmm. He says, the internet was a mistake is the winning quote for 2024. great episode throughout, especially through license, music ownership, and burnout. I'm in V4V for the long haul over here as a musician, but I'm taking in as much as I can handle at the breakneck pace that this is all developing. Can't imagine being on the developer side.
Yes. And Alan C. Paul is, I think he's also in the music chart. He's, he must, is he on in the Deck Darlings?
Ooh, is he?
Let me see. Yes, he is. Serenity, number 7.
Nice.
Yeah.
Top 10 Deck Darling.
Yeah, that's right.
Kyron, Mere Mortals, 2222 through Fountain. He says, Dave Joe for president. Can't lose with a solid country name like that. A real American right
Dave
there.
Dave Joe. That's I'm right. Davey Joe, everybody.
Linkin Park Rules, 10,000 sats through Fountain. He says,
thank you.
PSA to all podcasting 2.0 enabled player apps. If you have chapter art as a feature, can you ensure that GIFs are able to work? It really adds to the experience and allows podcasters to do cool things. Check out the latest episode of Action News on the Ungovernable Misfits podcast feed in Fountain as an example.
I saw it. It's not only is it cool, it is also guaranteed to crash Ford Sync.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Guaranteed.
Yes. Your car will stop on the side of the road.
It'll actually bork your ignition.
Yes. Jeremy Ross sent a, this is a music boost during the music part. He says, nice tune.
All right.
500 sets. Thank you, Jeremy.
To the artist, man.
Yep. Mere Mortals podcast. Karen coming in again with 1024 kiloboost. He says, you semi-requested a while ago, Dave, that I get on an alternate view for V4V. Well, I had Trevor Bell on recently, and he gave the devil's advocate.
I haven't listened to it yet. It's queued up.
I'm halfway through it. Satan's lawyer to value for value. Hope you enjoy. Yes, I'm about halfway through it. I've got thoughts. Yes, I do have thoughts.
Okay, all right.
But we ran out of time today. A comic strip blogger.
Ah, the Delimiter.
28,000 sats through Fountain. He says, howdy, open source fans, Adam and Dave. I know that among your audience, there are many open source fans who prefer to fiddle with low IQ, large language models, LLM, on their Linux boxes instead of buying high IQ Gemini Ultron or other commercial ones. However, if you pay for or have access to ChatGPT Plus, then please visit www.noagendagpt.com to enjoy my custom GPTs, including two about podcasting 2.0. Yo, CSB.
Yeah, it's good. And it works.
Have you used it?
I have seen it work. I do not pay for my GPT. I just can't bring myself to use it, to pay for it.
It's just I can't bring myself to put in my phone number.
Well, yeah, I did a bogus phone number and that worked out okay, but I just can't. I have run my own LLMs at home, you know, which are a little slower, but I'm happy with them.
Maybe I'll put in one of my kids' phone numbers.
Yeah, there you go. Have Google track your kids. Nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's not me, so it's okay.
Sir TJ, the Wrathful just boosted 10,000 sats. Thank you, Adam and Dave, for everything. Dorfulverse.com can get you to the live stream. Of course, your podcasting 2.0 app. If you go to our feed into the Dorfulverse, KTLD. KTLD means keep the lid down.
Okay, I was about to ask you what that means. I'm not up on that lingo.
KTLD. That's a Curry and the Keeper classic.
Keep the lid down.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yes, keep the lid down.
That's right.
Everybody keep your lid down.
We got some monthlies. Okay. We got Joseph Maraca, $5. Emilio Keno Molina, $4. Basil Phillip, $25. Thank you, Basil. He runs a service, some sort of podcast platform type thing, and I'm not sure what it is.
Oh,
let me know, Basil. We start getting hit with bots a lot, and so I had to.
Oh yes, I saw his emails. Mm-hmm. Hey man, I've been blocked. You blocked me.
Yeah, that actually got a few emails from different people because I had blocked all the user agent strings from the sample code, and it ended up messing up some people. So we got that all sorted out, but I don't remember what his service was. If you can tell me, Basil, let me know. Lauren Ball, $24.20. Mitch Downey, $10.
Thank you, Mitch.
Christopher Harabarik, $10. Terry Keller, $5. Chris Cowan, $5. Paul Saltzman, $22.22. Paul, thank you. You've been around forever. Damon Kasajak, $15. Yaron Rosenstein, $1. Derek J. Visker, the best podcast name ever, $21. Jeremy Gerds, $5, and Michael Hall, $5.50. And that's our group.
Oh, thank you all so much. And I just checked the tally coin. Nope, nothing there. But if you want to support the Podcasting 2.0 project and the podcast with your value that you return for the value you receive from it all, which is the only way we survive, Dave and Adam take nothing. It all goes into the index, into the machines, and into the bank account and on the node. For the node, it's for liquidity. For the bank accounts, to keep it rolling. So what do we have? We at least 3 years we can run at the current run rate?
Yeah, I think.
Two, three years?
We're up to about 3 years, yeah.
Yeah, so so if we fall down, the project will continue while everybody scrambles. And so you can go to podcastindex.org. At the bottom, there's two red donate buttons, one for your fiat fund coupons through PayPal, which we, of course, appreciate. But really going to podcastapps.com, getting a modern podcast app, filling up your wallet, and boost blasting that in our face is what we appreciate the most. Because it really helps the ecosystem, gets everything running. Thank you so much for supporting us here at podcastindex.org, podcasting 2.0.
That would be interesting. We auto pay our bills, most of our hosting through PayPal. Mm-hmm. So Linode and Cloudflare are both paid through PayPal automatically. So it would be fun if we both kick the bucket. It would be funny to see how long
it would keep running. Yeah, just keep running. Yeah, it would. Yeah, I think it would, because the bank account will stay valid. So does it? If we need money from PayPal, does it automatically pull in from the bank account?
I think so. Yeah, that's the backup, the source, funding source, I think. I bet it would just keep going forever.
That would be cool. We should just try it. Just don't do anything. Let's see what happens. You know, it's
that's a terrible idea.
we should check our dead man switch, you know, make sure it all works. And of course we're going to release all the information we have on everybody.
I should check the uptime on my Freedom Controller server, cause I haven't SSH into that box in at least a year.
Oh, I mean, same with mine.
I don't even know what it's doing anymore. It may have AI already. If you have developed intelligence.
I know you're real busy. If you have a chance to find those lost enclosure clips for me.
Thanks for reminding me. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, it's buried in my email. Yeah, I'll do it. I'll
make yeah, it I mean, we've got devs who are trying to set up all kinds of stuff, indexing. And they're just like, hey, man, we're missing these clips. Okay.
Okay. I'll do that today. Right.
Yeah. I'm sorry to pile on work.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That's
hey,
right.
Boardroom, job. Thank you all very much for showing up. It's good to do this again. Next week we have, is Castapod next week?
Yeah, Benjamin.
Benjamin? Yep. Excellent. That will be fun. We can make all our French jokes. I look forward to it so much. He's been not just Castapod, but he's also been writing articles, publishing stuff. He had a big interview with James. He's really pushing. I mean, I'm curious to see how France is doing with podcasting 2.0. They got a lot of problems over there.
They do. I mean, like everything's burning except podcasting around the middle.
Everything's burning. The farmers are piling crap into government houses. I mean, it's a fun country.
Yeah, it's entertaining. Yes.
Brother Dave, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you for so many reasons. And it's been another good week. And it's always good chatting with you. Just so you know, we don't talk. This is when Adam and Dave catch up. We got nothing to say to each other. Oh, hey, here's a joke email. All right.
He's a meme. You a meme.
He's That's a meme. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. We'll be back next week with another board meeting of Podcasting 2.0 right here. Till then, take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Podcasts are cool.
You have been listening to Podcasting 2.0. Visit podcastindex.org for more information.
Go podcasting!
Stop thinking about the other side. Stop it.